The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa, to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life.
Marcus Garvey, the Jamaican-born black empowerment leader, died in 1940. But most civil rights experts will still tell you this. Before Martin Luther King Jr., before Malcolm X, before Nelson Mandela, there was Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey was before his time.
Nyella Harrison is a Jamaican-American attorney in Miami and president-elect of the Caribbean Bar Association, which is based in Miami.
He was speaking about things that had never been spoken about before when we're talking about self-determination and the advancement of black and colored people.
So Harrison is disappointed that Barack Obama, the first black U.S. president, didn't grant Garvey a posthumous pardon before leaving office last week. Garvey was convicted in the U.S. in 1923 for mail fraud. His sentence was commuted in 1927, but he was deported back to Jamaica. Since then, supporters have urged his exoneration because they say his trial was racially motivated. FBI documents acknowledge as much.
It was a political witch hunt with absolutely no evidence.
Dr. Julius Garvey is Marcus Garvey's son. He's a vascular surgeon on Long Island, New York.
He's still being stained in the United States, so it's important to clear that from his name. It's a slur that needs to be removed.
We've gotten significant support in the United States.
This month, Julius Garvey donated his father's Jamaican National Hero Medal to a museum in Kingston. Jamaica chose Marcus Garvey as its first national hero after the country won independence from Britain in 1962. Marcus Garvey wasn't the first black civil rights leader, but he was arguably the first to focus on black pride and self-reliance. The organizations he founded in the early 20th century crusaded for everything from black entrepreneurship to the Pan-African struggle against colonial rule. After World War I, he emigrated to New York and founded the Black Star Shipping Line to help promote black business in the U.S. and abroad.
He's a worldwide figure. He was dealing with the problems of African people on the continent and in the diaspora.
Advocates say a pardon for Marcus Garvey would raise his profile among civil rights icons. And that could give the civil rights movement a boost today at a moment when Donald Trump's presidency makes its future feel uncertain.
This is definitely the appropriate time because all of the freedom movement that took place in the United States and in the Caribbean and in Africa owe their genesis to Marcus Garvey. Martin Luther King said Marcus Garvey was the first that mobilized millions of African Americans.
So if all that's true, why didn't Obama pardon him? A number of U.S. senators and congressmen lobbied for it, as did Jamaican prime ministers. Thousands of people signed petitions for it.
I don't know. I can't get into his mind.
Obama didn't give a reason. He did issue one of the lowest numbers of pardons of any president. But there may have been other factors. Marcus Garvey was controversial. He was often accused of promoting racial separation, and he also made some anti-Semitic remarks. Nyella Harrison of the Caribbean Bar Association feels something else played a role in Obama's decision.
It could be that President Obama simply doesn't see a need for it.
Outside Caribbean enclaves like Miami's, Marcus Garvey is far removed from the modern American consciousness. So pardoning him just wasn't that politically urgent.
But I grew up in a Rastafarian Jamaican household, so Marcus Garvey was always part of what I learned as a child. I mean, he was a part of what shaped the United States' civil rights.
So advocates say they'll keep working to clear Marcus Garvey's name. A documentary of his life and work began production last month.
There's an old African proverb about the tale of the hunt. The hunter's always telling the story. And I've said now it's time for the lion to tell the story.
Jamaican-American filmmaker Roy Anderson of New Jersey is directing the documentary. Anderson is a descendant of the leaders of a Jamaican slave revolt known as Maroons, and he, too, is disappointed by Obama's decision.
Without Marcus Garvey, there may not have been a Barack Obama.
But that's now left for presidents after Obama to decide. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.